Well, good evening and good morning, everybody. Good to see you all on the call. And we'll speak to God in prayer first. God and Father, we come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank thee that once again we're able to preach or to declare the gospel message to each one. And we thank thee for the time that we're able to spend. And we pray that thou speak through thy word to all who've gathered, and especially any who still do not know the Saviour. We pray they may come to know the Lord Jesus as Lord and Saviour. We ask these things in his worthy and precious name. Amen. Now, what we're reading today from two passages of Scripture in the book of the Acts, chapter 16, verses 25 to 34. I'll read it in English and then Raquel will read in Tagalog. And Acts 16 from verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them out into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house.
Magandang umaga sa ating lahat. Ating babasahin ang dalawang bahagi ng salita ng Diyos sa ating Biblia. So sa unang bahagi, ito ay matatagpuan sa salita ng Diyos sa Gawa or Acts 16, chapter 25 hanggang 34. Verses 25 to 34. So verse 25, nang maghahating gabi na, sina Pablo at Silas ay nananalangin at umaawit ng mga himno at nakikinig naman ang ibang mga bilanggo. 26. Walang ano-ano'y lumindol ng malakas at nayanig, pati ang mga pundasyon ng bilangguan. Biglang nabuksan ang mga pinto at nakalag ang mga tanikala ng lahat ng bilanggo. 27. Nagising ang bantay ng bilangguan at nang makita niyang bukas ang mga pinto, inakala niyang nakatakas ang mga bilanggo. Dahil dito'y binunot niya ang kanyang tabak at magpapakamatay na sana. 28. Ngunit sumigaw si Pablo, "Huwag mong saktan ang iyong sarili, narito kaming lahat." 29. Humingi ng ilaw ang bantay at patakbong pumasok at nanginginig na nagpatira pa sa harapan ni na Pablo at Silas. 30. Sila ay inilabas niya at sinabi, "Mga Ginoo, ano po ang dapat kong gawin upang ako'y maligtas?" 31. Sumagot naman sila, "Sumampalataya ka sa Panginoong Hesus at maliligtas ka, ikaw at ang iyong sambahayan." 32. At ang salita ng Panginoon ay pinahayag nila sa kanya at sa lahat ng nasa kanyang bahay. 33. Nang gabi ring iyon, hinugasan ng bantay ang kanilang mga sugat at sila'y nagpabautismo, pati ang buo niyang sambahayan. 34. Pagkatapos sila ay isinama niya sa kanyang tahanan at ipinaghanda ng pagkain. Masayang-masaya ang bantay at ang kanyang buong sambahayan sapagkat sila ay nakakilala sa Diyos.
Now we're reading from Acts chapter 24, verses 24 to 27. Acts 24 from verse 24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room and said, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound.
So ang ating babasahin, ang ikalawang babasahin ay ating matatagpuan sa Acts chapter 24, verses 24 hanggang 27. So 24, makaraan ang ilang araw, dumating si Felix kasama ang asawa niyang si Drusilla na isang Hudyo. Ipinatawag niya si Pablo at pinakinggan ang sinasabi niya nito tungkol sa pananalig kay Kristo. Ngunit nang magpatuloy si Pablo ng pagsasalita tungkol sa pagiging matuwid, pagpipigil sa sarili at sa darating na paghuhukom, natakot si Felix, kaya't sinabi niya, "Makakaalis ka na. Ipapatawag kitang muli kapag may panahon na ako." Malimit niyang ipatawag at kausapin si Pablo sa pag-asang susuhulan siya nito. Makaraan ang dalawang taon, si Felix ay napalitan ni Porcio Festo at sa hangad ni Felix na bigyang lugod ang mga Hudyo, si Pablo'y hinayaan niya sa bilangguan.
Today, we consider two men in the Bible who trembled when they were faced with prospect of death and the great eternity beyond physical death. They trembled at that prospect.
Sa araw na ito ay ating isasaalang-alang ang dalawang lalaki sa Biblia na natakot at nanginig nang sila ay maharap sa katotohanan ng kamatayan at sa buhay na walang hanggan matapos mamatay.
The first man who trembled was a jailer. It was his job to be cruel to the prisoners and was accustomed to seeing to it that they were beaten and cruelly cast into a securely guarded inner prison where it would very likely be dark and damp and cold, and the prisoners' feet were put in the stocks.
Ang unang lalaki ay isang tagapamahala ng bilangguan. Siya ay marahas at sanay nang nakikita na ang mga bilanggo ay hinahampas at ipinapasok sa kaloob-looban ng bilangguan na marahil ay madilim, mamasa-masa at malamig, at ang kanilang mga paa ay inilalagay sa pagitan ng dalawang kahoy at maaaring may mahigpit na bantay.
If the prisoners had been guilty of some crime so serious as to deserve such imprisonment, that would have been appropriate. However, on this occasion of which we have read, two faithful preachers of the gospel, Paul and Silas, had been arrested and treated in such a way by this jailer and others for preaching the gospel of Christ, the same message as we tell you today.
Marahil nararapat lamang ang ganitong pagtrato sa mga bilanggong nakagawa ng karumal-dumal na krimen. Subalit sa mga talatang ating binasa, dalawang tagapagpahayag ng salita ng Diyos, si Pablo at Silas, ay inaresto at minaltrato ng tagapamahalang ito ng bilangguan at ng kanyang mga kasama sa pagpapahayag nila ng mensahe ng Ebanghelyo ni Kristo, katulad ng mensaheng ipinahahayag namin ngayon.
Paul and Silas had done nothing wrong, so had been imprisoned unjustly in that prison at Philippi. Yet we remember that the Lord Jesus himself, when he suffered on the cross, had suffered even worse cruelty by this world who crucified him.
Si Pablo at Silas ay walang ginawang masama at hindi makatarungang ibinalanggo. Tandaan natin na ang Panginoong Jesus, nang siya ay magdusa sa krus, mas masahol pang kalupitan ang kanyang binata mula sa mga taong nagpako sa kanya sa krus.
Paul and Silas in that prison did not complain, but at midnight they actually prayed and sang praise to God, and other prisoners heard them. Then God intervened. He sent a great earthquake, and it shook the prison so much that all the prison was opened and everyone's prison bonds were loosened.
Bagamat si Pablo at Silas ay nabilanggo, hindi sila nagreklamo. Bagkus ng maghahating gabi, sila ay nanalangin at umawit ng pagpupuri sa Diyos. At sila'y narinig ng ibang bilanggo. Ngunit gumawa ng milagro ang Diyos. Nagkaroon ng malakas na lindol, nayanig ang bilangguan, at ang mga pinto ay nabuksan at nakalag ang mga tanikala ng lahat ng bilanggo.
The jailer woke up, and as soon as he found the prison opened, he thought the prisoners had escaped. He tried to kill himself with a sword rather than risk the authorities killing him for supposed neglect of duty.
Ang tagapamahala ng bilangguan ay nagising at nang makita niyang bukas ang mga pinto, inakala niyang nakatakas ang mga bilanggo. Nais niyang magpakamatay sapagkat batid niyang siya ay papatayin ng mga awtoridad bilang parusa sa mga taong sa palagay nila ay nagpabaya sa kanilang tungkulin.
Yet, Paul just stopped him in time, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." God had overruled that no prisoners escaped.
Ngunit siya ay pinigilan ni Pablo at pasigaw na sinabing, "Huwag mong saktan ang iyong sarili. Narito kaming lahat. Hindi hinayaan ng Diyos na ang mga bilanggo ay makatakas."
The jailer in the darkness called for a light, sprang into the prison, and went to Paul and Silas. Yet, that was not the only light he needed. He was in the darkness of his sin and needed to repent and be saved, receive the Lord Jesus, who came to bring him and us light and everlasting life through the gospel.
Sa kadiliman ay humingi ng ilaw ang tagapamahala at pagdaka ay lumapit kay Pablo at Silas. Natapwat hindi lamang yaong tanging ilaw na kanyang kailangan. Siya ay nasa kadiliman ng kasalanan. Kinakailangan siya ay magsisi upang maligtas at tanggapin ang Panginoong Jesus na pumarito upang dalhin sa kanya at sa atin ang ilaw at buhay na walang hanggan sa pamamagitan ng Ebanghelyo.
The jailer cried out his question to Paul and Silas, falling down and trembling with fear. "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Have you ever asked that question? This was not asked by the jailer that he might be saved from being killed by the authorities, because no prisoners had escaped.
Nagpatira pa at nanginig sa takot ang tagapamahala na nagtanong kay Pablo at Silas, "Mga Ginoo, ano ang dapat kong gawin upang maligtas? Naitanong mo ba ito sa iyong sarili?" Ang katanungan ito ng tagapamahala ay hindi upang maligtas sa parusang kamatayan ng mga awtoridad sapagkat walang bilanggong nakatakas.
He must have known that Paul and Silas had been preaching the need of being saved from eternal punishment for his sin. and was no doubt fearing the eternal judgment of God in the lake of fire. That is why he asked the question, and that is the judgment that you need to fear until you obey the same answer that Paul gave to the jailer.
Marahil batid ng tagapamahala na si Pablo at Silas ay nagpapahayag ng kaligtasang mula sa walang hanggang kaparusahan sa kasalanan at walang dudang natakot na magtungo sa dagat-dagatang apoy bilang kaparusahan ng Diyos. Kung kaya siya ay nagtanong, kayo din ay nararapat matakot sa kaparusahang ito at sundin ang kasagutang ibinigay ni Pablo sa tagapamahala.
That answer is very clear. It was God's answer through Paul to the jailer, and it is his same answer to you and me today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Maliwanag ang kasagutang ito ay nagmula sa Diyos sa pamamagitan ni Pablo para sa tagapamahala. Ito rin ang magiging kasagutan para sa inyo. Sumampalataya sa Panginoong Hesus at ikaw ay maliligtas.
Actually, the verse does not end there. We would not forget the words, and thy house. When it comes to God's salvation, it is even more wonderful when other members of the family are saved too. And this was the case in the jailer's family, as Paul and Silas preached the gospel to them, and they believed too.
Sa katunayan, ang mga talatang ito ay hindi natapos doon. Huwag nating kalimutang ang mga katagang at ang iyong sambahayan ay maliligtas. Ang pagliligtas ng Diyos ay mas lalong kahanga-hanga kung ang ibang miyembro ng pamilya ay maliligtas din. At ito ang nangyari sa pamilya ng tagapamahala. Ipinahayag din ni Pablo at Silas ang ebanghelyo sa kanila at sila ay sumampalataya din.
How do we know that they were all saved? The change in their lives was immediate. They had evidently repented of their sin. And their believing was not just believing about the Lord Jesus Christ, but believing that he suffered and died on the cross, shedding his precious blood to personally save each one of them, and rose again from the dead.
Paano natin malalaman na sila ay nagkaroon ng kaligtasan? Kaagad na nagbago ang kanilang pamumuhay. At ito ang patunay na sila ay nagsisi sa kanilang mga kasalanan. Lubos silang sumampalataya sa Panginoong Hesus sa kanyang pagdurusa at pagkamatay sa krus, pagbuhos ng kanyang mahalagang dugo upang maligtas ang bawat isa, at sa kanyang pagkabuhay na muli.
Each one individually had to place their personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting him as their own personal Lord and Savior. And it is exactly the same for you and me. Salvation is a personal matter between you and God.
Inilagay ng bawat isa ang kanilang sariling pananampalataya at pagtitiwala sa Panginoong Hesus. At ito din ang dapat nating gawin. Ang kaligtasan ng ating kaluluwa ay personal na bagay sa pagitan mo at ng Diyos.
Their conversion to Christ was real. The jailer clearly showed his repentance by washing the wounds to soothe the pain they had caused to Paul and Silas where he and others had previously beaten them so cruelly.
Ang kanilang pagbabagong loob kay Kristo ay totoo. Ipinakita ng tagapamahala ang kanyang pagsisisi sa pamamagitan ng paghuhugas sa mga sugat ni Pablo at Silas na sanhi ng kanilang pagmamaltrato.
The jailer and his family, who had been saved and had already proved the reality of their salvation, were baptized by immersion in water, which identified them in their obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Baptism does not save anyone, but it identifies them with the Lord Jesus after we have been saved, and is the first public step of obedience to him. The family gave Paul and Silas a meal, and it was a wonderful time of rejoicing in the Lord in what God had done for them.
Kapag daka ang tagapabahala at ang kanyang pamilya ay nagpabautismo. Ito ay sa pamamagitan ng paglubog sa tubig. Ito ay ang pagkilalang ng kanilang pagsunod sa Panginoong Hesus. Hindi ito magbibigay ng kaligtasan, subalit ito ay pagpapakita na sila ay para sa Panginoong Hesus matapos na sila na makita nila ang katotohanan ng kanilang pagsisisi. Ito ang unang hakbang upang ipakita sa lahat ang pagsunod sa kanya. Sa pagtatapos ng mga talatang ating binasa, binigyan nila ng pagkain si Pablo at Silas at nagsaya sa mabubuting bagay na ginawa ng Diyos sa kanila.
The second man who trembled was a Roman governor named Felix, who was also responsible for keeping the Apostle Paul in prison. And for the same reason as he was in prison in Philippi, for preaching the gospel of Christ.
Ang pangalawang tao na ating pagtutuunan ng pansin ay isang gobernador mula sa Roma na nagngangalang Felix, na siyang responsable sa muling pagkakakulong ni Pablo sa parehong dahilan nang siya ay makulong sa Pilipos sa pagpapahayag ng salita ng Diyos. At ang taong ito, ang gobernador na ito na si Felix, ay natakot at nanginig din nang siya ay makaharap kay Pablo.
One day, the governor Felix and his Jewish wife Drusilla called Paul to speak to them and tell them of his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Isang araw ay ipinatawag ni Felix at ng kanyang asawang si Drusilla na isang Hudyo si Pablo upang ipahayag sa kanila ang kanyang pananampalataya sa Panginoong Hesus.
Paul seized this opportunity, and as he told them about his own faith in Christ, he no doubt exposed their sinful lives as he spoke of righteousness and temperance, which is self-control, and of judgment to come.
Sinamantala ni Pablo ang pagkakatao upang ipahayag ang kanyang pananampalataya. Sa pananampalataya kay Kristo, ang pagiging matuwid, pagtitimpi, at ang kahatulang darating, at ang pananalita ni Pablo ay naglantad sa kanilang makasalanang pamumuhay.
We notice that Felix trembled for the same reasons as the jailer trembled when the sin question and the coming judgment of God for unrepentant sinners was mentioned.
Napansin natin na gaya ng tagapamahala ng bilangguan, si Felix ay natakot at nanginig nang mabanggit ang patungkol sa kasalanan at ang darating na paghahatol ng Diyos sa mga taong makasalanan.
But sadly, instead of asking, "What must I do to be saved?" Felix saw no urgency of needing to repent and be saved, saw no need to believe on the Lord Jesus or to receive him as Lord and Savior. He sent Paul away, telling him he would see him again at a more convenient time.
Nakalulungkot na sa halip na magtanong si Felix ng ano ang nararapat niyang gawin upang maligtas, ipinagwalang bahala niya ang ebanghelyo. Hindi niya nakita ang kahalagahan ng pagsisisi at pagtanggap sa Panginoong Hesus bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Pinaalis niya si Pablo at sinabing ipatatawag siyang muli kung siya ay magkakaroon ng pagkakataon sa tamang panahon.
That convenient season never came for Felix. on all the future occasions when he wanted to see Paul, it was only to try to persuade him to pay him money to release him. But as a Christian, Paul refused to engage in this bribery to be released. And when Felix finished his term of office, he left Paul bound, and we never read of him ever being saved.
Ang tamang panahon at pagkakataon ay hindi dumating kay Felix. Bagkus sa kanyang muling pakikipagkita kay Pablo, ay nais lamang niyang hingian ito ng suhol upang siya ay palayain. Subalit bilang isang Kristiyano ay hindi pumayag si Pablo na magbigay ng suhol. At nang matapos ang termino ng kanyang panunungkulan, iniwan niyang nakabilanggo si Pablo. Hindi natin nabasa sa Biblia na si Felix ay nagkaroon ng kaligtasan.
Today may be the last opportunity for you to hear the gospel call. You know that God must punish sin, and that the Lord Jesus Christ has died for your sins. Yet you still delay. Do not put the matter off, as Felix did. And as far as I know, he went to hell, although Paul warned him of it.
Maaring ngayon ang huling pagkakataon na marinig nyo ang pagpapahayag ng Ebanghelyo. Alam nyong parurusahan ng Diyos ang kasalanan at ang Panginoong Hesus ay nagdusa at namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan. Subalit ito'y inyong ipinagwalang bahala. Huwag nyong baliwalain ang mga bagay na ito. Kagaya ng ginawa ni Felix, maaring siya ay nasa impyerno ngayon, bagamat siya ay binalaan ni Pablo.
Be like the jailer and his family, and heed the verse of Scripture personally today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Receive him as your personal Lord and Savior, and be saved for time and eternity. Look forward to being with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven forever.
Kagaya ng tagapamahala at ng kanyang pamilya, makinig at unawain ang mga talata mula sa Biblia. Manampalataya sa Panginoong Hesus at ikaw ay maliligtas. Tanggapin siya bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas. At maligtas sa kaparusahan ng Diyos ngayon at magpasawalang hanggan. Umasang sa hinaharap ay makakapiling ang Panginoong Hesus sa kalangitan magpasawalang hanggan.
Thank you for listening, and we'll close with prayer. God and Father, we come to Thee again, the close of our little time together, and yet what an important time it is as we've considered the gospel message yet again, and that word of the gospel to us, that Paul, the message that Paul gave and Silas gave those many years ago to that jailer and his family, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. We thank thee that clearly we've seen that they repented of their sin, turned from it. They had changed lives. Thou didst make the change. They could not make it themselves in their own power. They turned to the Lord Jesus and they were saved. They were converted. Oh, this is what we long for all on this call who are still not saved. We never know whether it might be the last time they'll ever hear the call. And we pray that someone here, perhaps some we've long prayed for, will come to know the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. Help us all to consider the matter seriously and not be like the man Felix, very important man in the world's eyes, and yet he died in his sins as far as we know, because he kept putting the matter off, postponing it to another day, and that other opportunity never came. thou hast said in thy word. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. So help someone today on the call who needs to be saved, to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and own him as Lord and Saviour, turn from their sins. Bless each one, we pray thee. Thou knowest the needs of everyone, and knowest some may be sick, some are sad, we know, and we pray thy comfort and help for all. And we thank thee for this little time together again, considering the gospel message. And we ask all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.